Good afternoon, everybody. Jim Appel with OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll take a look at how the grain markets are opening on this Monday afternoon, but first we'll hear from Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
The grain complex was mixed today with corn and wheat futures both lower and the soybean futures 14 to 16 cents higher. Again, the market's focused on weather patterns in South America, and it was dry over the weekend, and then it's going to continue to be dry until February 10th through the 12th, and the pattern's going to change and maybe bring a little bit of moisture to that South American growing region. But looking for it right now, it looks like things are going to be a little bit bullish. Overnight, Egypt purchased 60,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat, which got us started off on the positive side in the wheat futures. But then as throughout the day, some moisture was added for next weekend in the northern Kansas City wheat belt, and that pushed the hard red winter wheat and Chicago wheat futures both lower. This morning's USDA inspections came out with wheat being 15.2 million bushels. It was 22.2 million last week. Then that puts us at 600 million for the year. Last year at this time, we were at 675. So we're a little bit behind pace, but not too horribly. We're looking for just over a billion bushels total for the marketing year. Corn came in at 5.3 million bushels, which is virtually nothing with the amount of corn we produce. It was 21.4 million last year, and we're actually about halfway now compared to where we were last week at this point. We're at 311 million bushels this year versus 712 million last year. Soybeans, again, the strong grain, and while we were higher today, came in at 53.9 million bushels, and last week was 40.8. And we're ahead of where we were last year. So that's the one bright spot in the grain export market. The big announcement today came out of Kansas City, came out of the CME Group. CME Group announced that they're going to close down the Kansas City Board of Trade starting June 28th and moving to Chicago. Most of that market's traded electronically anyway, so there's no real strategic advantage to continue to have the Board of Trade building open and functioning when they could just move it in with the other grain contracts in Chicago.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Turning to the grain markets as they open on this Monday evening, on the Kansas City Board of Trade, March contract for wheat is at 8.19 and a quarter. That's up 2 1/4. The May contract is trading at 8.30 and a quarter. That's up 1.5. The December contract is trading at 8.66 and 3/4. That's up 2 1/4. On the Chicago board, wheat for March contract is selling at 7.65 and a quarter. That's up 2 1/4. The May contract is at 7.73 even. That's up 2. The July contract is trading at 7.78 even. That's up 2 as well. And the December contract is showing $8.04 even. That's up 1 3/4. Looking at corn on the Chicago board this evening for March, the contract is trading at 7.34 even. That's down 1/4. The May contract is trading at 735 and 3/4. That's down 1/2. And the December contract is trading at 594 and 1/4. That's up 1/2. Soybeans on this Monday evening, the March contract is trading at 1487 and 3/4. That's down 1. The May contract is trading at 1479 even. That's down 1 1/4. And the November contract is down 1/4 at 1343 and 3/4. That's a look at your markets on this Monday evening. I'm Jim Appel for the OklahomaFarmReport.com.